Thank you so much, Sherry D, compulsive overeater, grateful, so very grateful to be here. So happy to see so many lovely faces. I am going to start off with reading the very beginning of Working with Others. It says, practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail. And earlier in the big book, there's a line that says, our very lives as ex-problem drinkers depend upon our constant thought of others and how we may help meet their needs. So I just want to take a moment and say thank you to this group for actually coming up with this idea of a meeting on a regular basis to actually discuss working with others. I just got through reading two sections that tell that this work is very, very important to my recovery. And I don't know all the answers. And I do love having the ability to actually meet with a group of like-minded people to discuss these because I don't know everything. I will tell you, I feel like I'm very new in this program. I just celebrated 3 years in OA the 16th of May. But I feel like I'm learning so much more in this program. I am learning about other eating disorders. My history is in Alcoholics Anonymous. I came into AA in 1980, and there's one kind of drunk. That's it. And I essentially put down the bottle and picked up food and found my way into Overeaters Anonymous. And what I'm going to share with you tonight is my experience, strength, and hope in how my sponsor worked with me, which is the way I work with my sponsees. And one of the first things that I realized when I did start working with people in the program is that I don't know about a lot of eating disorders. And fortunately, I was keeping very close with my sponsor as I got new sponsees, and she was helping me walk through some of the situations that I found myself in and realized that, yeah, I have not binged yet. There are a lot of yets in my eating journey. And I am learning that those are out there, and those are very, very important for me to understand so that when I am working with sponsees that may have disorders that I don't have, that I'm aware of areas that I can help them with and send them to various places to get the help that they need. So it's really important for me to thank you all for pulling this group together so that again we have a place to come to discuss this important 12-step work. So 12-step is having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. It's very important for me to understand that I have worked those 11 steps before to the best of my ability before I get to this point of having a spiritual awakening. I'm an egotistical maniac with an inferiority complex. But as I worked through those steps with my sponsor, I started whittling away at some of those falsehoods and started understanding the true self that I am. So I needed that personality change to get to the point to where I could actually be, less selfish, because this program does require a lot of sacrifices. Working these steps require a lot of sacrifices. And when I came into this program, I was not one to sacrifice anything. I wanted what I wanted when I wanted it, and I was going to make sure I did everything to get what I wanted when I wanted it. So I really had to have that spiritual awakening before I could be in a place to help another compulsive overeater. I needed that personality change. I believe that it's very important when I start working with a new person to really discuss the disease aspect that I have, that it's very important for me to go through, and I'm going to share my experience, strength, and hope with you. I use the big book. I use the 12 and 12 of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I use a lot of podcasts. So a lot of things that I'm going to share with you that I share with my sponsees come from those particular books and recordings. So I come from a world where I really do believe that this is a disease. So I want to make sure that I have those conversations with a new person in going through the doctor's opinion more about alcoholism to really truly understand that for me, my understanding is I suffer from a disease. I have addiction in my DNA, and I need to know that I'm not a bad person, right? And I really want to have those conversations with the people that I'm working with for them to understand that also, that this is a disease that we suffer from. So when it comes to working with a new person, if they're having a hard time getting off of the food, I ask them one question, and that's, are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing to try a different way of life? Are you willing to try to put down the food? Are you willing to do homework assignments? Are you willing to have conversations? The willingness is the most important thing to me. I am not one of those sponsors that if the person can't get out of the food, I drop them. I know that they're a sick person and they suffer from a disease. As long as they're willing to continue to try to work, I will work with them. I have fired people in the program, and that came from they just were not willing. The willingness was not there. And as much as I want to sacrifice my time to help other people, I want to sacrifice my time for other people who understand that this is a disease and they need help, like that will actually listen and spend time with me. I know that I cannot take credit for anybody's recovery. I cannot take credit for anyone's slip. If I start sponsoring somebody and I don't get into the food, then it's a good thing, right? It's a win. It is absolutely a win. If they go back to the food, I have no control over that. I really truly have to have a firm foundation with my higher power to understand that anything that happens happens in my higher power's time. It comes from the power of that understanding, that strength that I have. I have a higher power who is greater than myself and greater than my disease. I have a lot of conversations like that with sponsees because I really truly do believe that the whole job for me as a sponsor is to simply help put the hand of the person I'm working with in the hand of a higher power. In the big book, it talks about all of the steps are essentially trying to help me get to a point to where I can have a relationship with a power greater than myself. So if that's what each one of the steps are for, and then I'm going to sponsor somebody, then that's exactly what I want to be doing. I want to be working with them and helping them start building a relationship with a power greater than themselves. So if I'm working on helping that, then I know I'm doing my job. If I start, trying to get into other areas of their life that have nothing to do with a relationship with a higher power or the disease of addiction, then that's just my ego trying to sneak in. That's my ego trying to sneak in and trying to run the show. And if I've got that relationship with my higher power, then the ego is set aside. Because that is all I was always taught, that ego is just edging God out. So if I'm trying to edge God out, I'm not doing my job, not when it comes to working with a sponsor. When I first start with somebody approaches me to have that conversation about sponsoring, I want to get to know them. I do want to get to know them a little bit. I want to get to know, their journey so far, where they are. Again, as I shared, there's a lot of disorders that I'm not that familiar with. So I do want to understand exactly where they're coming from. I want to be able to learn from them so that I can help them. So I really like to have a get to know you kind of conversation, right? To actually listen to where they've come from, what it is that they're looking for, and have a better understanding of how I will actually be able to help them. I do have a partnership agreement. That was what was given to me in OA when I reached out to somebody to be a sponsor. She sent me a partnership agreement. And the beautiful part about the agreement is it essentially just gives them a heads up of what I will be expecting from this relationship, what it is that I'm looking for. And it's, nothing's written in stone, so we can have conversations about areas that they might be a little bit more uncomfortable with. I like to be able to talk those things out together, and have it a true partnership. And have it where they know what they're getting into, right? They're going to have an idea of what it is that I'm expecting from them, and that makes it a little bit more transparent and honest from the get-go, right? I'm not trying to make up rules as I go along. This is exactly what was shared with me in my journey in OA. So that's the only experience that I have with sharing with others is doing this as a partner, absolutely doing it as a partner. So again, as I said, I use the big book, I use the 12 and 12, I use the podcast. I do like to go through all of the chapters in the big book in the first 164 pages. I believe that's the best textbook I've ever seen on addiction. So I really want to go through each chapter with my sponsee. I will have them, usually when I give them a homework assignment, I will actually ask them to go through the homework assignment and write down three things that either stand out to them or anything that they might have questions about, and then share time with them to actually go back over those homework assignments. I always make sure that they know that they need to be aware of what step they are working on. This is their responsibility. It is them showing their willingness to do the work is actually doing the homework, but keeping track of where they are in their steps. I sponsor a few people, and I'm 65, so I'm not going to be able to remember everything. So I really need them to be able to be responsible for their own recovery, right? I cannot be responsible for them. They have to be responsible for their own recovery. I go through the steps on pretty much. I'm not one of those people that's like you have a certain amount of time. But if there's 4 or 5 days that go by and I don't hear anything, I'll give them a little bit of a nudge. But trying to always be moving forward, right? The more we're going forward in the steps, the more we're going forward in the book, the more we're going forward in our recovery. So I really want to make sure that it's not nobody resting on their laurels. We've got to be moving into the steps. So the first step, I actually do ask sponsees to write out their first step. I really like people to write out kind of their journey of what happened by the time they got to the program. And the reason I do that is because in AA, I was always taught that if I don't remember my last drink, I haven't had it yet. And I really like the idea of writing out my bottom, where I was when I got to the point to where I was willing to go to any lengths What did that look like? What was going on? So that I have that. I have it in writing. I have the ability to go back to that, to look at it, and remind myself of why I'm doing this work. And I think that's a really great reminder when you've got it in black and white. And I'm not a person that likes to write. I know my areas, my shortcomings. I've never really, when I was younger, I had a diary, and my mom found my diary once and read it, and there were some awful things in there. And I've always had distrust when it comes to putting things in writing. But the one thing I absolutely have in writing is my first step, and I still have it to this day, in remembering how powerless I had gotten and how unmanageable my life had gotten. So I do ask them to write that out. But then each assignment is essentially going through either a chapter in the big book, or once they actually start working on the steps, going through steps in the 12 and 12, listening to podcasts, listening to other people share their experience, strength, and hope on those steps, and getting them to, write out any questions. I actually had a situation this week that was new, so I'm still learning. So far, until this week, everyone that had reached out to me to sponsor them already had a food plan. I never thought about this, right? They already had a food plan. They came to me, they already had a food plan. Someone reached out to me this week, asked me to sponsor them, and as we started talking, realized that she didn't have a food plan. And I was like, oh, I really don't know what to do right now. So I said a prayer and I went to the OA website and I saw the pamphlet, something like pamphlet for newcomers to answer all sorts of questions. And I started going through the pamphlet and I'm like, oh, this is actually perfect. Here's the solution, right? So I found the pamphlet and I shared it with her and I said, yeah, if you could read through this pamphlet and come up with, three things that stand out for you or any questions that you have. And if you don't have a food plan, then we can discuss it at that time. But I wanted her to have a little bit of literature under her belt when it comes to actual food plan, because a food plan is one of our tools. And I came into OA with a food plan. And everybody I'd sponsored so far had had a food plan. So that was a new experience for me. And I was really grateful that I had the time to pause and think about it and do a little bit of research and just have that opportunity to share that pamphlet with her and be able to take it from there. So, as I said in the beginning, I am still learning. But I am just really truly grateful that we have this ability to gather from all different areas. I don't know where you guys are. I'm obviously in Maryland. I've got it on my name, but all these different areas to share our experience, strength, and hope. And what I believe is probably, other than the first step, one of the most important steps of the program, and that's working with others and carrying the message. So with that, I've got a little bit of time left, but I just, that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share. I'm going to keep coming back.